It's been in the works, I guess, in some form or another for quite a while. Bare Bones is, of course, a great theater group full of wonderful people that's been around for a while, and we've been thinking about writing some of our own works, and this is sort of the evolution of that. Some of it was written by us, and some is written by other local playwrights, so it's kind of a good opportunity to meld a couple of good ideas.
Well, along with the likes of Will Denson and Bruce Taylor, those are familiar names, and more, as you said, some are written internally. Were these plays written for this purpose, or were they simply existing works and you're putting them on?
Most of them were written for this purpose. They've been sort of ideas that have been germinating, but we decided this was a good opportunity to make ourselves do the work.
Mostly one-act plays, or are they short enough to be like half an act?
Most of these are probably considered one act, although there are some that are probably closer to half act.
Yeah. We have to be careful when we say that on the radio, that it comes
as
act. Well, there are three evenings of performances. Are these the kinds of things that might come off a bit differently each evening, or are they tightly scripted?
They are fairly tightly scripted, but of course it's live theater, and that's the joy of it. There are some that are pretty farcical, so depending on the audience reaction, those can go even farther over the top. And there are some great monologues, too, that just have some really good soul and feel to them. So, again, it is live theater. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brought up the word monologues. That was in a question of mine. I did read that there is shadow puppetry and monologues set to jazz. What's all that about?
Yes, well, Bruce Taylor wrote a couple of great monologues, and the only thing that can follow those up is some nice cool jazz. So we've got that playing in the background while these monologues are going on. He's such a great writer. Once the first sentence comes out, you know exactly who you're dealing with and where they are. They're really great writing. And the shadow puppets are great. That's sort of the visual element that will tie everything together. All these plays were individually written and not necessarily meant to be performed together, but as overarching theme, we decided it would be fun to do some shadow puppets and silhouettes in the background to really have a unifying visual look to the whole show.
Is that like the little rabbit I used to make on the wall?
It is. It is. And hopefully we have a little more complex rabbit, but I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of those hopped into the picture.
I don't think I can do that anymore anyway. Now, the evening is touted as bizarre and funny theater. I think it would be kind of cool to have a little bit of a taste, a tease of what to look forward to. Maybe are there some titles that'll get our curiosity up?
Yeah, I suppose Will Denson did a couple of great pieces. One of them is called Bear Removal, and it's based on a great joke that many people have probably heard before. And another one called Black Ops, which is all about an army general and his secret mission. So it's pretty funny stuff.
Bruce Taylor actually is getting quite the publicity on this week's Spectrum West. He's going to be reading a poem, too, because he's going to be in your gallery.
Yes, we're very excited to have Bruce playing over at the Janet Carson Gallery down at the Art Center. He's a fantastic guy, a great writer, and I think that choosing him as Poet Laureate was a fantastic choice by the council.
Just Local Theater, is that an annual thing, or is it a little more often than that, less often, what?
Well, this is the first time we've done it, and if
it goes
over well, we may stick with it. It's been really fun to have somebody write something and then watch it come to life. You know, working with the writers on a couple of shows has been really exciting for us and for them because they see what works and what doesn't, and it's really a fun exploration of the piece. It's one thing when you're typing it all out and the idea's in your head, but to actually have the characters say the words, sometimes the sentences don't roll out quite as easily. So it's fun to watch it grow from paper to real life.
Now, you're one of the directors. How much input in how the play comes off do the playwrights themselves actually have?
Well, the playwrights, you know, obviously they write the play.
Right.
After that, it's really up to the director. Most of them have been pretty hands-off, and they've allowed the directors to really take the idea and run with it.
Have you added little nuances of your own?
Yes, we have added little bits and pieces, always with permission, of course, if we're adding words. We don't want to mess with a beautifully written play. But, yeah, there are some ways that you can interpret things and kind of play with space and time in there. So it's been a fun adventure.